Eric looked round the lounge, inventorying everything in sight. Cabins, lockers filled with food and clothes, emergency equipment cubicles. All he had was a laser pistol. Think. Open the floor hatch and pick them off one at a time as they come through? He aimed the laser at a cabin door and pressed the trigger stud. A weak pink beam stabbed out, then flickered and died. Several small blisters popped and crackled where it had struck the composite. "Bloody typical," he said out loud. "Look round again. Come on, there must be something. Those dreary months spent on CNIS initiative courses. Adapt, improvise, do something." Eric dived across the intervening space to a wall of lockers, catching a grab loop expertly. There wasn't much in the emergency cubicle. Medical nanonics, pressure hatches, tools, oxygen bottles and masks, torch, processor blocks with ship systems repair instructions, fire extinguishers, handheld thermal sensor. No spacesuit. Nobody said it was going to be easy. "Eric," Andre said. "What is happening?" "Got an idea." "Eric, I have spoken with Smith. Several other ships have been hijacked. He's taking some of his troops out of Zero Tau. But it will be at least another 30 minutes before anyone can rendezvous with us." The lounge was getting lighter. When Eric looked over his shoulder, he saw a ring of small hemispherical blue flames chewing at a patch of the hard grey-green foam on the floor decking. Little twisters of smoke writhed out from the edge. When a circle of titanium, roughly a meter in diameter, had been exposed, it began to glow a dull orange. "No good, Captain. They're coming through the decking. Some sort of thermal field. We haven't got 5 minutes." "Bastards." Eric opened the toolbox and took out a fission blade knife. "Please," he prayed. The blade shone a cool lemon when he thumbed the actuator. "Sweet Jesus, thank you." He flew cleanly through the air. A stick pad anchored him near the middle of the ceiling. He pushed the fission blade into the reinforced composite conditioning duct and started to saw a circle about 30 centimeters wide. "Madeline, Desmond," he datavised, "are you in spacesuits yet?" "Yes," replied Desmond. "You want to do me a real big favour?" "Eric, they cannot stay on board," Andre warned. "What do you want, Eric?" Desmond asked. "Hauling out of here, soon." "I forbid it," Andre said. "Staff you," Desmond retorted. "I'm coming down, Eric. You may count on me, and you know you can." "Desmond, if they break into the lounge, I will scuttle the ship," Andre datavised. "I must do it before they glitch the flight computer." "I know. My risk," Desmond replied. "Wait to see if they break out of the lounge first," Eric said. "That'll give Desmond a chance to get clear if this doesn't work." There was no answer. "You owe me that. I'm trying to save your ship, damn you." "Oui, d'accord, if they get out of the lounge." The yellow patch on the floor had turned white. It started to hiss, bulging up in the center, rising into a meter-high spike of light. A ball of fire dripped off the end, gliding up to hit the ceiling, where it broke into a cluster of smaller globes that darted outwards. Eric ducked as several rushed past. He finished cutting a second circle out of the duct and moved along. Another ball of fire dripped off the spike, then another. The patch was spreading out over the floor decking, scorching away more of the foam. "I'm by the hatch, Eric," Desmond datavised. The empty lounge was a whirl with small beads of white fire. They had stung Eric several times now, vicious skewers of pain that charred out a centimeter-wide crater of skin. He glanced at the ceiling's hatch inspection window to see the sensor-studded collar of an S-2 spacesuit pressed against it and waved. Eric had cut 6 holes in the duct when he heard a shrill creaking sound rise above the hiss. When he glanced down, he saw the floor decking itself had started to distend. The metal was cherry red, swelling and distorting like a cancerous volcano. He watched, mesmerized, as the top burst open. "Eric!" a voice called out of the rent. "Let us out, Eric! Don't make it hard on yourself. It's not you we want." The triangular rips of radiant metal began to curl back like petals opening to greet the dawn. Shapes scuttled about in the gloom below.